This is WSKG News. One of New York State's sprawling congressional districts is the 23rd. It includes Jamestown to the west, Ithaca to the east, and even goes north of Geneva. Incumbent Republican Tom Reed is running for re-election in the district against Democrat John Plum. WSKG's Brett Jaspers reports.
There hasn't been any reliable polling done in the race between Reed and Plum. Republicans do have a voter registration advantage of more than 20,000 people. Even so, almost 100,000 people are not registered with any party. And Donald Trump is at the top of the GOP ticket. Here's Reed at a debate last week. This audio is courtesy of Access Channel 5 in Chautauqua County.
To me, Donald Trump represents the biggest chance for change in Washington, D.C., to breaking up and disrupting the status quo.
Reed initially backed Jeb Bush, but then endorsed Trump, one of the earliest members of Congress to do so. He's stuck by that endorsement, although he condemned Trump's lewd comments about women in that leaked recording from 2005. For Joaquin Cuevas of Corning, Reed's support of Trump is a deal breaker.
Supporting somebody like Donald Trump would just create an environment of hostility for immigrants like myself. And we are part of this town. We pay our taxes. We have dreams.
But other voters in the district support Trump. Teresa Haar lives about a half hour north of Corning. Here's what she said about Reed.
I think he's a good man, and he's a good family man. I think he's helped the area, but he's got my vote.
Constituent service may lead Reed to victory, so says Jim Twombly, who teaches political science at Elmira College.
He's been able to build up that level of trust with his constituents so that he's freer to be less moderate maybe than some other upstate Republicans.
So Reed's sticking with his party's presidential nominee, but he also points to his work across the aisle on an advanced manufacturing law.
Working hand in hand with the Obama administration and Vice President Biden to get it enacted.
The law's connected to the new photonics center coming to the Rochester area. That bipartisan work, though, pales when looking at Reed's full record, according to his opponent. John Plum says Reed's many votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act are examples of what's wrong with Congress. Here's Plum at that same debate.
My opponent has voted 63 times to repeal the Affordable Care Act with no plan to replace it or fix it. And that is making it worse every single time. It's wasting our time. And the fact is, if we had improved this thing 63 times, maybe we'd really be somewhere right now.
Plum says partisanship is the biggest problem in the country. The Buffalo News endorsed Plum, echoing his criticism that Reed, quote, revels in Congress's dysfunction, then complains about it. The paper also praised Plum's resume. He's been an officer in the Navy for over 20 years and is a former staffer at the National Security Council. As for policy, Plum wants a harder push for renewable energy and supports a pathway to citizenship for immigrants who've come to the U.S. illegally.
In particular, for those who serve in the military, I like the idea of serving in the military as a pathway to citizenship, just like the Roman Empire did thousands of years ago. I like that path.
Legal status, not citizenship, is something Reed suggests as a compromise. For Reed, securing the border is a priority. Jim Twombly says even though Plum can't be called an Ithaca liberal like past candidates in the 23rd, he's skeptical of his chances.
This year's politics across the board has been, let's just say, out of the ordinary. And where a Democrat might close the gap in this district and perhaps even win, it's just not there for some reason.
Incumbents across the state look pretty good for victory tomorrow. This extraordinary political year might end up pretty ordinary. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.